My guest at this time is Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan. He's a Republican representing the Buckeye State's 4th Congressional District. He is also a member of the House Judiciary and Oversight and Government Reform Committees. Along with colleagues from the House Freedom Caucus, he is also leading the charge for the impeachment of IRS Commissioner John Koskinen. And it all goes back to the cover-up, the alleged cover-up of the actions of Lois Lerner and others at the IRS with the targeting of conservative organizations. And Congressman, thanks very much for being with us.
Good to be with you, Greg.
This has been percolating for a while now. I know you've been talking about this for a while. What was the last straw here? Why are you pushing this right now?
Well, remember what happened here. Lois Lerner, targeting is going on for several years. She's the central figure. When it's discovered, because we asked for the investigation, Inspector General discovers it's happening, she does what a lot of people do when they get caught with their hand in the cookie jar. She lies about it. She says, oh, it wasn't me, it wasn't Washington, it was those agents, rogue agents in Cincinnati. That turned out to be a lie. So she first lies, then she takes the Fifth and won't testify in front of Congress and won't answer our questions. When you do all that, when you have someone lying at the start and then taking the Fifth and won't answer questions, it puts a premium on the documents, the emails, the actual record. So we had preservation orders in place and subpoenas in place. John Koskinen becomes commissioner. And what does he do? On his watch, 400 backup tapes are destroyed, containing potentially 24,000 emails. He had a duty to preserve the documents with preservation orders put in place. He had a duty to produce them with two subpoenas asking for the documents. He had a duty to testify accurately, which he did not. He had a duty to correct the record when he testified in an inaccurate fashion. And he had a duty to tell us in a timely fashion, in a timely manner, when in fact they had destroyed the documents and lost the documents. He failed every single duty he had, and it seems to me, when you put all that record together, he should be impeached, especially when we remember the underlying offense being that they were going after people's most cherished right, your right to speak in a political nature against the policies of your government, and you shouldn't be harassed for doing so, but yet that's what the IRS did, and he destroyed the documents that were going to help us make the stronger case. He should be impeached for that. That simple.
What's his argument for why he's dragged his feet on these various requests, why he refused or failed to preserve evidence, and all these other allegations?
Bureaucratic snafu. We just didn't get it quite done right. It wasn't my fault. It was all the people down here. And, oh, by the way, you didn't send us enough money. I mean, here's what also adds weight to our argument. Last week it was reported by the GAO, the Government Accountability Office. They said this, that the IRS has a $385 billion tax gap, which is a fancy way of saying the difference between what the IRS is supposed to collect and what they actually do collect is $385 billion. $385 billion due to the Treasury that they're not collecting. That's their fundamental mission, to collect money for the U.S. Treasury. So they're failing in their fundamental mission. The GAO said, here are 112 things you can do to better help you accomplish your fundamental goal, your fundamental mission. And the IRS has only implemented 62. So they've implemented less than half of the recommendations that help them accomplish their central mission. But they have the time to go target people for exercising their First Amendment liberties. They have the time to infringe on your constitutional rights, and yet they can't even do their main function, their main mission, collect revenue for the Treasury. Just one more example of how incompetent and unprofessional this organization is by being led by a guy who, again, we think should be impeached for his failure to do the duties he's supposed to.
We're talking with Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan. And Congressman, obviously you've made it clear as to why you believe Commissioner Koskinen is no longer worthy to hold that job. Do you believe that if he is removed, there's another official at the IRS that would be more cooperative given this administration's handling of this issue?
I believe you have to send a message. Right now, the executive branch is, I think, trampling all over the legislative branch. The founders, in their wisdom, wanted the legislative branch to be that part of our separate but equal branches of government that frankly, exercised the power of the purse and was the body closest to the people. Right now, we're seeing the executive branch that I think is trampling all over the natural checks and balances that are supposed to be in our Constitution. So I think this is an effort to send a message and say, look, when you behave this way, when you're talking about people's fundamental First Amendment liberties, and you allow documents to be destroyed, and you don't tell us, he knew 4 months before he actually told Congress that there were problems with Lerner's hard drive, that there were problems with the backup tapes, and he didn't tell us. Think about this. If you were a taxpayer in an audit, being audited and you allowed documents to be destroyed and you said, you know what, I'm going to wait 4 months before I tell the IRS. Do you think you could just behave that way? There is no way the average citizen could do that. But yet, if you're the big shot commissioner that the president brought in to, quote, clean up the IRS, you get away with it. That's what's so unfair about this and why this guy deserves impeachment.
Do you believe there's still evidence out there that is recoverable that you haven't seen yet?
Who knows? All I know is the pathetic, response we've received from the IRS when we've asked for documents, the delays, the fact that they initially told us that all the backup tapes were gone, turned out only some were actually destroyed, there some weren't, even though Mr. Koskinen testified on the record, they're all gone. Turned out they weren't. That's one of the ways that he testified, I think, inaccurately. I think he did. So who knows? But what we do know is this Justice Department is not going to prosecute anyone, which just boggles the mind. They said, well, we can't really show the kind of criminal intent we need. It's like criminal intent. Read the emails Lois Lerner said, what she said about Republicans, what she said about Tea Party groups. Read the fact that she said about this instant messaging network, are those messages saved? And when she was informed that they weren't saved, she said, perfect, because she was checking to see if there was a record in the instant messages, not just through emails, but the instant messages that were being sent back and forth amongst IRS employees. So, of course, we think there's intent, but this Justice Department won't prosecute. So who knows? What we do know is 24,000 emails were destroyed, and we'll never be able to see those.
Is this Koskinen fight the last chapter in this, given the evidence that's been destroyed and the actions of the Justice Department, or do you see this going somewhere else?
Well, I actually see another thing the IRS is doing that I think is very problematic, and that's I think just bolsters the case for why Mr. Koskinen and his leadership is so poor. Here you have they've used a technology called Stingray technology, which is a way to I think invade people's privacy. It's a geolocation technology. And what happens is they've used it 37 times. They come into an area. The Stingray device mimics a cell phone tower, and so all cell phones in that area don't run to the cell phone tower. They now bounce into the Stingray, and the IRS or whoever's using this technology has the ability to get your number and your location, where you're at, and all cell phones bounce into this. So they're using this technology without getting a probable cause warrant. So think about this. The GAO says there's 112 things that you should do to help you accomplish your fundamental mission, collect the tax revenue, do the federal treasury. You haven't even implemented half of those. Do you think one of those 112 recommendations was for the IRS to use Stingray technology? Of course not. I asked the gentleman, did any of those 112 require, suggest that IRS use this technology without the Fourth Amendment? Of course not. So they're engaging in this kind of behavior as well, which shouldn't surprise us. If they're willing to go after your First Amendment liberties, they're probably not too concerned about your Fourth Amendment rights either. One more reason why Mr. Koskinen should be impeached.
Do you believe he's just following orders, or do you think this is his instinct is to behave this way in response to all the requests from you and others?
I mean, who knows? What we do know is what they did was wrong, and the duties that he had, the fiduciary obligations he had, he did not fulfill. And when you're in a position of this influence and this importance, you can't behave that way, and that's why we're pushing for the impeachment articles.
What are you hearing from the speaker? What are you hearing from leadership about whether this is going to hit the floor anytime soon?
Yeah, well, we keep pushing, but we're not hearing the right things yet, so we'll see if we can.
Okay. Congressman, thanks very much for your time today, as always.
Take care. Have a good day.
You too. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan, a Republican representing Ohio's 4th Congressional District, also a member of both the House Judiciary and House Oversight and Government Reform Committees. And he's a leading member of the House Freedom Caucus. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.